Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Baltimore Ravens take on the Cleveland Browns Sunday, 4:25 kickoff. The Ravens and the Browns have had some battles, AFC North. You know, it's never automatic. Huntington Bank Field in Cleveland.
Is that what it's called now? Huntington Bank?
I just played them on Madden the other day. That's what it was there.
I mean, you're probably right. I just like these stadiums that change their sponsors. Like, I will never. Do you guys know what Pittsburgh Stadium is?
No.
Offhand?
Offhand, no.
I know what it is.
Accra something?
Accra, sure, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And the only reason, by the way, the only reason I know what it is offhand is because I heard Ben Roethlisberger say it the other day, but I knew it began with an A. But I'm always going to call that place Heinz Field. I'm sorry.
Ben Roethlisberger didn't know the overtime rules, but he knows the name of the stadium he didn't play in.
It's sponsored.
What name that?
It's sponsored. He's going to be an ambassador to the team.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. Jeremy, what do the Ravens have to do to get the dub on Sunday?
Show up? No, yeah. It's not. Yeah. It's not that cut and dry, guys. Like, I'd love to say that that's just it.
They're 7.5-point favorites, I think, right now.
They were 9.5-point favorites, so.
That's after before Lamar missed practice.
I don't know that that's going to, but I think people still believe he's playing. So I don't know that the line would move just because of him not practicing. Now, if it was Friday, I think that's a different story.
I think maybe because he's not 100%, they're thinking.
Well, I mean, but again, like, bets aren't just pouring in because he didn't show up to practice. I think
you don't
this,
know.
Well,
you ain't taking the bets.
I kind of do.
You're
this
not
is,
taking
this
the bets.
This is exactly what I do every day, nonstop. It's all I know. This is the one time you don't get to use that, Rob. I've been a degenerate so long that, yes, I've become an expert at being a degenerate. No. But getting back to it, I think when you look at back-to-back road games, you got the Browns coming off of this emotional win. You go back to the emotional loss to the Jets. They played them well in Cleveland. I think the Ravens show up. I think they win. But I do think for some reason that Cleveland keeps this game a little closer than you think.
I'm looking at the stats right now. I see 15-1. That's touchdowns to interceptions, Ed, for Lamar Jackson. 15-1. Didn't he miss like 3 weeks? How does he have 15 touchdowns, man?
Justin Fields only has one interception.
Yesterday.
Oh, he's got two now.
Yeah, one yesterday. I mean, I'm with you. I think the Ravens show up. What gets me, though, is the Ravens are 7.5-point favorites,
mm-hmm.
and the total is only 38.5.
That's amazing.
So Cleveland is not scored, according to Vegas.
Mm-hmm. Or the Ravens aren't.
Not much.
Yeah, you get 7.5.
Yeah.
You win by 8, and the total is 38.5.
I got news for you. There's two college games. One's tonight where Oregon's favored by 25 and the total's like 44.
Wow.
And then you got Indiana this week. Not,
yeah, about right.
Indiana's favored by 28.5 and the total's in the mid-40s.
I would not touch a 28.5-point spread on either side.
Well, the conventional wisdom is always if you're taking the favorite, take the over in those types of situations.
Yeah,
if you're taking the underdog, pair it with the under. Not that it's a foregone conclusion. That's the only way you can win, but they're more than likely to coincide together.
So with the Ravens on Sunday, what does Cleveland do to present a problem for the Ravens, in your opinion?
Keep pressure on Lamar. I mean, Myles Garrett's going to be key in this game because, you know, we've seen he's hard to bring down. He's very hard to sack. He's so elusive, but he has been injured. I think they're going to bring a lot of pressure. He has had trouble when we see zero blitzes, and teams do that to him. The Cleveland won't have to because they've got Garrett. But if you bring, you know, intense pressure all the time, what did Ken McCusick say? Was it the other day? Or would be, I'm trying to remember.
Yeah. Oh, I wasn't here.
He wasn't here. So like, he had like two.
He had two plays where it was at least three seconds in pockets, the pocket.
Two other. In the whole game, in the last game. And yeah. that can't happen again.
It's the highest pressure rate he's seen
yeah.
in doing a Ravens game where they were sending on average 5.2 players mm-hmm. per rush. And understanding that there are times where you're dropping in the coverage. So it's just they were sending players.
So Lamar had only two plays?
In the pocket.
In the pocket.
Of three seconds.
Yeah. And he got 17 to 29.
Mm-hmm. So he either created some more time for himself or hit his first read.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah. It's just too much pressure. They allowed too much pressure. I guess if I'm going to hone it down finer, with that said, the offensive line's got to play better for this game to work in both ways, in the run game and the pass game. Because if we've seen Derrick Henry get hit in the backfield, shouldn't see that anymore. Lamar's been under tremendous pressure. So I think the O-line is key in this game because you're facing probably the best defensive player in the league.
410-583-1057, that's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Isn't that the tremendous growth, though? I mean, at one point of his career, Jeremy, that stat would have equaled a loss.
Yeah.
Only twice, three or more seconds in the pocket for Lamar would equal a loss. That's Miami. Same defensive coordinator.
Yeah. Surprise.
But that's Miami. That's what happened in Miami. Mm-hmm. That's why they lost the game, because he didn't know what to do when you rattled that cage. Now, cage doesn't get rattled that easy.
Well, look, when you got Superman, you're trying to find something that you can do back right there, right? And it seems like immediate pressure or tons of pressure has initially frustrated Lamar. I think he's figured some of that out, and you got to be careful with how much you do it.
Right.
But Brian Flores, for whatever reason, has... I mean, it's like when we talked about Flacco facing the Bengals and when they would run their cover two, and it's like, why does he struggle against Cincinnati, but he's good against Pittsburgh? Why does that happen all the time? Well, sometimes, styles make fights. The different defenses you're going to see. Like, Lamar is hardly ever going to see a lot of man defense. And if he does, there's going to be a QB spy every single time.
Every time, for sure.
Yeah. I wouldn't show that cat man to man defense. I'm not letting DBs turn it back on him.
On that first drive last night, the Patriots did it, and Justin Fields said, yeah, you guys shouldn't be doing this against me, because what do you think I'm going to do?
Because you can't.
I mean, make me throw it.
Basketball courts are smaller, so you can play ball to man. You can see ball to man, because they're smaller. Football field, you can't see ball to man. You turn around either way, you're going to lose. You got your eyes in the backfield of the quarterback, the receiver's going to lose you. You turn your back to a quarterback like Lamar, he's going to lose you. So, yeah, I play zone and keep everything in front of me. Mm. I think the Ravens, this is one of those games where they're going to run the ball well. I think this is going to be a really, really good game for King Henry. I'm not saying 150 yards or anything like that, but yards per carry. I think he has a good game, yards per carry. He's not having a bad season. We're acting like he's having a bad. He has 700 yards.
He's not rushing. Having a Derrick Henry season.
Yeah, and 700 yards in nine games. I mean he's on pace for 1,500 yards.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. If we told you he ran for 1,500 yards, had whatever, his 8 to 10 touchdowns.
At 30, what, 30, 31?
Yeah, wouldn't you think that's a good season?
For anybody.
Yeah. But it still doesn't feel like it because of what you think Derrick Henry's capable of. Like,
I think it's the early fumbles and the early he had a couple of early low yardage games. I think that's still in our head. The slow start by the entire team, he was kind of impacted by that.
Yeah, and I forget who it was. What was it, a wide receiver I was just listening to talk about this?
Of course it was a wide receiver.
I think it was Calvin Johnson. They were talking about, are you surprised that you know, your any of your records haven't been broken yet for the single season stuff. He goes, oh, it's coming. I mean, there's a 17-game schedule. It's just a matter of time. You know, you add another game and these guys are going to break it. But, like, as soon as you start looking at what you have to average to get what we believe is a good year for like, if you thought about a running back and you said, hey, 1,200 yards is a good season for a running back, maybe you believe that, maybe you don't. And you start doing the math and dividing that by 17 and seeing how many yards you have to get a game, and you're like, that's it?
Yeah.
That's a good season? It is. Mm-hmm. You're going to have your down games. You're going to have a game or two you might miss or just be limited. So, or as we've talked about with Derrick Henry, we've had a couple games where game flow just takes him out of it.
Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.